Far across the land and sea, Utu, Utu B, Aguna. 5,000 miles away, a few Arsenal Bangalore fans come together to discuss all things Arsenal. Welcome to the Bangalore Gooners podcast. Welcome to a brand new episode of the Bangalore Gooners podcast. This one titled This or That. A fairly simple exercise. I'm going to give out names and ask you guys to pick who we would rather have in your team. If any of the other guys disagree, you could jump in with your thoughts. One thing I want you guys to do is consider how good each of these players were at their prime. So let's go. First one, it's Leno or Szczęsny. Your thoughts, Vivek?
So for me, I think if we had kept Szczęsny, he would have been as good, if not better. So for me, that's almost straightforward because we sold Szczęsny for 13 and we bought Leno for 23. If Juventus were to sell Szczęsny, okay, let's say not in the world that we live in, that's a pandemic, but let's assume there's no COVID-19, then Szczęsny would probably go for 35. So for me, it's clear by a mile. It's Szczęsny. He has the attitude that Leno doesn't have, and I think he's just as talented.
Do you think the financial aspect differentiates between them?
No, I think Szczęsny is just a standard. I mean, he is the goalkeeper for Juventus, and he is also Arsenal through and through. And that's always, for me at least, something to consider. And this is by no means saying Leno isn't good enough. I think he's good enough for what we're aiming to be, which is to be a top four team. But I think Szczęsny was already there. He was sold under circumstances that was mostly because of his personal relationship with the manager. I don't think he was sold because he's not good enough for the club.
Yeah, I mean, for me also, if not for the disciplinary actions or whatever, I think he would have made a step up to what he was at Arsenal. Any of you guys, any of the others disagree or have a different opinion?
Totally disagree. Leno is a much better goalkeeper.
Of course.
Vinay is
back. On what? Yeah, on what basis, if I may ask?
Just, will Leno not play for Juventus? I'm fairly certain he will play. So I don't think so. We are comparing apples and oranges here. I think it's fairly close. I don't like Szczęsny, simply put. Maybe I'm biased, but he's not as good as made out to be. He's not as bad as I'd make him out to be. But I think Leno is the better goalkeeper. I just think we got a very, very good goalkeeper. And for Arsenal's sake, I think Leno would be my choice in my team, if you ask me, versus Szczęsny. Attitude, being cocky, all nice, but we need a goalkeeper wins you trophies. And Szczęsny won't. Leno will, hopefully.
Yeah, I mean, that is one aspect. But, I mean, a club of the size of Juventus, they would not gamble, I believe. So, I mean, if they have signed, which they have, Szczęsny, do you think there are, signs of, some sort of belief there on him, which was not seen at Arsenal?
He only played after Buffon turned, 40? And he was still second choice. He's hardly played an entire season completely still. If you consider him as number one, maybe he could be at Juventus. But he's got who is who of world football in terms of defense in front of him. So I still reserve my comments that Szczęsny or Leno is a no-brainer. Better goalkeeper, simply put, is Leno.
All right. Any other thoughts, guys?
Yeah, Leno definitely better goalkeeper. But I love Szczęsny. So if you want a team player, you want to have Szczęsny in your team. Quality wise, I think Leno is much better. But a team that needs a winning character, I think you need Szczęsny. So I'm kind of 50-50 between these two. I like Leno. He is good for his reflexes and things. See, the problem with Szczęsny is he's at Juventus. They don't need to be doing a lot of stuff. Italian league, they're known for their defense. So goalkeeping-wise, his actual work comes out when he is in Champions League and definitely with bigger teams, they don't do very good, at least from the last few years. So you really do not know whether Szczesny is grown. I would have loved to have him still at Arsenal, but being at Juventus is not something that determines whether he's good. Leno for me still is a better goalkeeper, but as a character, you definitely need Szczesny in your team.
Yeah, very interesting thought that. I go back to our last podcast episode where we talked about Jens Lehmann. So is Szczesny also one of those eccentric characters, Vivek?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I love about Szczesny. I think the thing with Szczesny is, as an Arsenal fan, if you've been a fan for 5 years or if you've been a fan for 10 years, I think there are certain qualities to which you can relate to when it comes to Szczesny, be it his dislike for Tottenham, be it his understanding of what it is to be an Arsenal player, or his pure eccentric nature, that is. And like Jomi said, he's a character that you could have or use in any club in terms of what he brings to the table off the pitch, and maybe sometimes on it in terms of how vocal he may be, in terms of how absolutely in your face he could be when it comes to an opponent. So I think these are the qualities that any club would like to have in a goalkeeper if purely gifted as well. And Szczesny, he has the right attitude in terms of hard work. I think he had a lot of accidents, if I'm not wrong, before he made it as a football player, restructured the hand.
I think the hand. He broke his hand, I think.
Yeah. So there's a lot of fight in Szczesny, and if he's in the market, I think there are a lot of top clubs, not your mid-table clubs, that would come in for him. Whether the likes of Madrid would come, probably not. But we are not in a place where we could probably buy a players that Madrid want either, right? So for me, again, right, if we're purely talking in terms of who I'd rather have, I would say Szczesny, but this by no means.
So
Leno.
Yeah.
It's just my.
I mean, sorry. So it's just one thing, right? I mean, if you followed the podcast, right? I mean, the previous podcast, I always go back to that one point, that is national team. Is he number one for the national team? I mean, that makes a lot of difference to whether he's good or bad, right? So I don't think Szczesny still is Poland's number one.
Yeah. So just to
cut you out, I guess.
Yeah, just to cut you out there, Jomi. I mean, which is fair enough about the national team. But again, that compares with whom you're competing against. So, for example, Leno is someone who would be up against Manuel Neuer if he was in his prime. Whereas for Szczesny, it is someone Fabianski.
Being a Fabianski opponent, right? I mean, when they're having their one against one, you should be. I mean, you're playing for Juventus. You're playing in the top leagues. You should be number one for Poland. I mean, Fabianski just should be part of each squad. But for Szczesny to compete with Fabianski itself says a lot about where his strengths are. Now, coming to Leno, Leno has to go a long way because it's a bigger team, a bigger national club. I mean, bigger national country. A football team. So obviously he has a long way to become number one for the German national team. I mean, even if he gets into the squad, it's like a big thing. But for a Szczesny, if he is good, he needs to be number one for Poland, hands down.
I don't understand how he's not number one, by the way. He is streaks ahead of Fabianski. Fabianski still has his moment. He costs goals even now.
I think, correct me if I'm wrong, the manager of Poland also somehow has a very weird policy of rotating the goalkeeper selecting a goalkeeper basis on the opponent. Because if I remember the 2018 World Cup, Szczesny did start the first couple of games for Poland, whereas Fabianski came in later. So I don't know. There's something. I mean, Fabianski is also not the first choice itself. There's always a toss between the two of them.
Yeah. So one last thing about Leno and Szczesny. So Vivek, assuming both are in their prime, and if ever there's a chance that we are to sign Szczesny back, also keeping Leno, Would you do that?
I think, unfortunately, that's a chapter in the past. We have Leno, we keep Leno. There is no point in selling him, and there's no point bringing in Chesney out because they're pretty much neck and neck appeal. It's just that I personally like Chesney a lot. I always connected with him a lot more. Yeah, I mean, I like anyone that can you know, banter on behalf of Arsenal and who wears their heart on the sleeve. So I would keep Leno. If the question is, would you bring Chesney back? No, because we have Leno.
All right, cool. Moving on. So, Vinay, this one's for you. Laurent Koscielny or Kolo Touré?
Oh, that's
in their prime.
That's a tough one, and you chose me. Oh, God.
I wouldn't disagree. As when you asked the question, I thought it was going to be difficult. But as Vinay started putting out his statements, it kind of reasons with you. And like you said, like Touré did, he had some of the best players in Arsenal's history aside him to help him out. Koscielny arguably played with one of Wenger's weakest defenses. So it is Koscielny. It's a shame how he left. I don't know. Maybe we'll have a podcast about that someday. We would really like to understand what the exact circumstances were. But I think probably since the end of the Invincibles, him along with Sanya have been the foundation for the club pretty much. I know we had Fabregas in between, sure, but these two are the guys that stuck around. And for me, for more reasons than one, I would say it's Koscielny.
Okay, so I think I'm on a trip today, so I'm going to disagree a little bit. I like Koscielny, so he is by far, I mean, see, the question itself is a little tricky because at your prime, he's the best. There's no doubt about it. But then if your prime comes once in 6 months, it becomes a problem. Because if you're injured for 5 months and then for 1 month you play, if I own a football club, I would have Touré and not Koscielny. So that's the only point I want to put. Koscielny is by far more gifted, more talented than Touré. But then if you're running a football club, would you want Koscielny or would you want Touré? My answer would be Touré, because Koscielny is 90% of the time injured.
I didn't even think on this, frankly.
He said the key word, Vinay. He said in their prime.
In their prime. Okay. I think this may be debatable. Laurent Koscielny, simply put, three brilliant seasons. Kolo Touré had his Sol Campbell next to him. So for me, I didn't watch much of Tony Adams. For me, the best centre-back I saw play for Arsenal was Sol Campbell. And after that, it has to be Koscielny. In their prime, Bayern Munich wanted him, I believe. Koscielny, I'm talking of. No disrespect to Kolo Touré. I love the guy. Brilliant. Gave his life on the pitch. But then so did Kos. Captained us. So there are lots of things that the dressing room accepted him as a leader. He was paired with Per Mertesacker. Well, okay, I have my feelings about Mertesacker, which is well known, with due respect. But I think, yes, Koscielny or Kolo Touré, simply because I think he played under an inferior defense compared to what Kolo Touré played with. He had a fantastic right back, a great center back, the best left back in the country. Next to him, whereas Kos had inarguably some of the best defenders who ever played for us. Koscielny.
All right. I think I resonate that thought. Koscielny is someone I prefer. Any other disagreements, guys?
Fair point. Absolutely fair point.
Yeah, it was, unfortunate on both accounts, on the injury part and the way he left. All right, so moving on. This one's for you, Ankur. Emmanuel Petit or Granit Xhaka?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you chose this one for me. Even I didn't think it through. I was expecting you to give me something else. But okay. I'll go for the controversial one. I'll go for Xhaka.
I thought you had the easy one.
Yeah, this was more easier.
No, because I know of all the hatred we have, I am one of the all-time Xhaka fanboys, because I feel he gets a lot of heat. Yes, he has his mistakes, but the importance which Xhaka brings along in the team is huge. So, yeah, I mean, yes, it's a controversial one, but Xhaka for me.
I think, Ankur, what you said pretty much states where we are as a club right now. The fact that Xhaka is integral to everything that we do, I think that probably is our biggest issue.
Probably.
I think the thing with Xhaka is, I don't think one midfielder next to him is enough. It needs to be a three-man midfield for him to come good.
He could play the sweeper like Gerard did towards the end. That's his best position.
Sorry, guys, but I mean, you shouldn't even be comparing Petty to Xhaka. I'm sorry, but I seem to be on a wrong trip today. But Xhaka is good. He is one of the best players that we have today. And that kind of sums up what Arsenal is today. But maybe Petty is because he was not with Arsenal for a long time. But you can't compare both the players, because he's done enough to prove that he is awesome. And then, I mean, you go back to France, you go back to Arsenal, Chelsea, and many more years, right? He is good at what he did. He was excellent at what he did. Xhaka is good currently in the squad, but that doesn't prove that he is better than Petty. So, I mean, he had his own charm. He had his own magic around him. And I think everybody from that France 98 team has a little bit of magic. So, yeah, I mean, for me, he shouldn't have been even discussing the both of them.
Jomi, just to add in here, do you think if Petty had, say, Torreira or someone poor than Torreira also, he would have the same magic which he showed with us when he was alongside Vieira?
Yeah.
And that France which you're talking about
was also it's a simple answer. He wouldn't have signed for us if we had that player. So it's as simple as that. So good players go to good teams. I'm sorry, but I'm saying the obvious.
I mean, it's not to say it's all because of that particular player, but I get where you're coming from. So, Vinay, I have a question. So, you mentioned something about how good Toure was because of the players around him. Does that reflect on Xhaka as well? Is some of the bad performances are because of the players around, and would he, go up to the next level if they were better players, with all due respect to the ones around him?
Yeah, that's a justification, honestly. And I think I like Xhaka, and I have told this quite a number of times that play him at his position, play him next to a proper defensive midfielder, and even that defensive midfielder needs to play as one. So you know where I'm going on this. So yes, the kind of players he is surrounded by. Simply put, he is the national team captain, isn't he, for Switzerland? Or I'm not sure. At least one of the most senior players. He and his brother play for the national team, going by, again, what Jomi gives us a very valid reference about playing for the national team. So, Xhaka next to... Who was Petty playing next to? Vieira. Xhaka next to a Vieira. There you see that left band, literally, of his. Then you realize how good he is. You don't play for your national team close to, 100 appearances already? And Switzerland is a fairly good national team. I'm not saying they are world beaters, but still. So I think there is a lot of criticism undue for Xhaka. He is low. And the reason because is the Premier League is faster than what he plays at Switzerland or where he played in Germany. So I think it's justified. The only justification is that. But if you had asked me Xhaka or Petit, Petty hardly played for us 2 years, but still, people who watched him will realize why he was that good. And then he moved to Chelsea. That's a different story. But yeah, I think personnel does definitely matter. Torreira is not a bad defensive midfielder for sure, but he is no Vieira.
Yeah, I mean, he also seems to have a lot of controversial opinions, being a pundit. So, Jomi, I'll stay with you. This one's next. Gilberto Silva or
it's an easy
Torreira.
One, right? So...
Yeah.
Easy one. You've been unfair, Ranjan.
Silva all the way. Silva all the way. I mean, but Torreira, He's a kid. He's learning. I think there's a lot of potential. I think a lot of people think he has a lot to prove. Torreira probably on the national side. I think that's how he's become famous, right? Yes, definitely he has a lot of proof. But Silva, I think there's no questions about this. He's proven every match for Arsenal. He's proven for his country. I don't think we need to be talking too much about it.
Yeah, fair enough.
I think one point on all right. Gilberto Silva and Torreira.
Go on.
I think Lucas Torreira will have a bigger impact for Uruguay as a player than Gilberto ever did for Brazil, simply because he played for Brazil. And Brazil and defensive midfielders or midfielders are, as you know, not usually recognized as much as the forwards. But club level, no comparison. Frankly, I really like Torreira, but I don't think so. You'll ever have a club success or the club impact like Gilberto would True. Have had or had.
If it had turned out that we had won the league in that Leicester season, I mean, Alexis was, you know, at his prime when he played, except for the last season, I believe. And if there were no, you know, issues with whatever contract situation, if we had won that season and we had been successful in terms of trophies, would your opinion change?
For the sheer talent, for what Perez did, people just don't think about the Invincibles once. You have to look at the 2001-2 season. I'm telling, that was his season, till the injury. Alexis, most likely, if at all, he had won the league. He did win us the FA Cup, didn't he? The 2015 one, comfortably strolled past Villa. But still, if you look at the overall impact, Perez stayed here for about 7 years. League titles, FA Cups, sheer class. So, talent-wise, maybe both are close. There is no doubt that Alexis is as talented. But overall impact, everything, the team revolved around Perez, Henri Bergkamp, that pivot, everything worked. Everything was just too good. So, yeah. I love Alexis. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, I mean, Perez is more a winger. Sanchez is more a forward, right? But if you allow Perez to play today, I think he will still be at Sanchez. So that's the only difference. So Sanchez had about 3-4 years of his glory, national team and club wise. But Perez, I think he lived the dream. So Perez all the way.
Vinay, Robert Perez or Alexis Sanchez?
you deliberately picked this, no? I mean. Two of my favorite players ever to play for Arsenal. So, I mean, fairly easy. I love Alexis. There is no doubt for me. After the Invincibles, if at all we had a match winner, it was Alexis Sanchez. But Robert Perez was different class. Robert Perez is, at his peak, was the best, arguably the best winger in the world, or at least in Europe. Definitely better than anybody in the Premier League. Alexis Sanchez, on his day, was definitely among the top three, maybe, in the Premier League. But you wouldn't say it across the world or Europe, right? So, Sanchez is just wonderful. But he is no Robert Perez. So, yeah, Robert Perez. Yeah, Alexis' best was...
All right, agree.
Around, I think Udinese was probably... Udinese, Barcelona, Arsenal. That's it. He's gone off.
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult to look past Perez. There are very few players we'd probably pick over Perez. But that's not to say Sanchez wasn't bloody amazing for us. If you bring out the stats, then it might just be Sanchez for whatever he did and however long he was there. But we are Arsenal fans and we can't just look at stats, right? It is the emotional connect. It is what they did for the club. It's how they represent the club. Perez represents the club till date. It's difficult to look for.
Yeah. He might be even training as we speak now.
As we speak now. And he might be better than Sanchez in training right now, considering how far down Sanchez has gone. It's as surprising as that may be. He doesn't even start for Inter Milan anymore.
Just one small point here with Perez. Since Vivek mentioned that Perez, we have an emotional connect with Perez being an Arsenal fan. Just to add in, we all met Pires and we know how humble a person he is. I never think Sanchez will be as humble as Pires is. So another point which makes Pires
I don't think so. Humility should be there, honestly. For the arrogance is something that you get from a South American. Perez is French and there will be a nasty streak in him somewhere also. He is expected to behave. But I'm not saying he's a bad person. He was brilliant with us, I agree. But I think I rather like an arrogant Suarez or a Sanchez kind of players. There is no doubt that we need that kind of a player in the team. Alexis is the bigger, better match winner on his day. I still think Perez winning games on his own were much lesser than what Alexis did for us. Let's be honest.
To add on to that, look at that Pires team. He had Henry, he had Bergkamp, he had Vieira. There were so many match winners in the team. Whereas Alexis was the best among...
You always have a good drink water person, you know, in your Leicester team, right? So, you have a Pires, you know, Henry, Bergkamp, you know, all those guys. And still, they all bow down to him after winning the best trophy ever. The world can produce. So, I mean, they know the class, right? The players know the class of a player. I think we just got to go. I mean, Sanchez is good on his day. I mean, he's one of the best. I don't like him, but he's one of the best players that you can have in your team. But unfortunately, he's got a mood swing associated with him. So he had what, 3, 4, 5 years max of awesome football in his entire career. I don't deny the fact that he's gone a long way, but it's 3 years of awesome football that he's played for Chile and Arsenal that people talk about, which is great. But Pires, with the talent, I mean. From an Indian term, I would say Pires is like Rahul Dravid of the cricket team.
Wow, that is some comparison. Yeah, I think that closes the chapter there. Jomi, this one's for you. Lacazette or Giroud?
Easy.
No, it's a little hard for me, okay? From a quality and a talent-wise, I think Lacazette is like 100 years ahead of Giroud, but I'm going to be strictly sticking to what Giroud has done for Arsenal, and I think Lacazette is not even done 5% of what Giroud has done for Arsenal. I mean, I'm being very honest. I think Giroud has done a lot more. I think the team set up a lot of maybe credit has to go to Wenger. Because of way he set up the teams to suit him. Lacazette is godly. When I say godly, he's very, 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 very talented. But for some reason, I've not seen that talent turn into goals in the last 2 years. I mean, for me, Aubameyang is not even 5% of what Lacazette is. But unfortunately, he seems to be not having his mind right. So, from a playing perspective, I think Giroud has more scores than Lacazette.
Yeah. So
top that off. It's also how much we spent. We spent 12 million for Giroud. It was 55 for Lacazette. And in terms of what they given back to the club, and it's not to say Lacazette probably doesn't have anything else to give back as of now, but there is a chance that we might even sell him because we have Martinelli. It's difficult on paper, but when you think about it more and more, and I think about it from an Arsenal's perspective, it Giroud actually comes out way ahead.
No, the price factor isn't that due to when we got Giroud and when we bought in Lacazette.
I actually don't think so. I think we were lucky to get Giroud for 12 million because any player who can produce what he did, even when we bought him, what was it, 2012, 2013, he could have easily been sold for 25 million, actually. And he was integral to Montpellier, however long he was there.
I mean, I think just one thing. Sorry, Vinay. Vivek, not everything relates to money. I mean, Jovinho is still not a better player than Pepe. Okay, but the fact that we spend a lot of money on Pepe would put him in a very bad position. But money-wise, yes. But I mean, when you look at talent, Lacazette should be scoring goals every other game. Giroud, for that matter, would have struggled to score. I think that's a difference. I mean, he starts for France for the fact that he helps that team because of what they set up to do for their team formation. And I think that helped him even at Arsenal because that kind of it helped the team. But Lacazette, for that matter, he's got all the talent in the world, but he needs to deliver. Sorry, Vinay, you can go ahead.
I think most things are agreed. I think all of us agree. But the one thing against Giroud, if I hold it against him, is he cost us the league. If he had scored those home games the rest of the season, we would have won the league. So that's the only thing. But with his limited ability, Giroud did a lot more for us as compared to Lacazette, who is obviously more talented. Lacazette should definitely score more. He's a much more natural goal scorer, finisher. And it surprises me that he hasn't scored as much. Maybe we haven't created as much as well. That's true to him. But realistically, I think Lacazette has let himself and the fans down.
Yeah, so in that Leicester season, if Lacazette was around instead of Giroud, and it was scored more.
I just think Ozil was having his best season for us.
If we had Aubameyang,
home wins were all we needed.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. If we had Aubameyang, we would have definitely won the league. Lacazette, I don't know because he has not been scoring lately. What if he couldn't score back then also?
A prime Ozil, and having a prime Ozil, getting those 19-20 assists should have been 40. Honestly, if Giroud had scored, he didn't score for 3 months. 3 months. That's incredible.
You remember that game? Was it Monaco? The Champions League? Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I mean, that horrible game. Remember how happy we were when we got Monaco? Finally, we'll go beyond round of 16.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and Berbatov.
All right, we are digressing. All right, so I think that settles. Giroud, I think Jomi has picked out Giroud. All right, so Vivek, this one's for you. Bakary Sanya or Hector Bellerin?
Okay.
I get the toughest questions.
Very true, Vinay. Very true. I agree with you.
So, okay. I mean, if you look at this 5 years from now, you might feel differently. As of now, I'm guessing we'd have to say Sanya. Again, if not for the ACL, who knows, right? About Bellerin. Sanya has been there, 9 years? 8 years? It was almost a decade. He, along with Koscielny, are the ones that stuck around for the club and probably no one did or wanted to they just went for greener pastures. For whatever reason, these guys stuck around. Was it the Wenger connection? Was it just the fact that they were well settled in London? It's difficult to say, but they stuck around. They were one of the few good things about Arsenal's defense, and he was always a guaranteed name, right? In the starting 11, he would be one of the first two, if not three, names that goes in to the team sheet. So it is Sanya. If not for the ACL, maybe it could have been better. I'm not sure he can turn things around in his career because he's clearly lost that pace. But it is an ACL. It takes time to recover. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed and I'm hoping in 2, maybe 3 years, I feel different.
Yeah, you mentioned something about being Arsenal through and through. Does that have,
it does. I think that's why for me it is difficult. If you guys have been reading up or listening or whatever we do to get our info on everything Arsenal, Hector Bellerin played one of the most crucial parts in helping convince the players to take the pay cut. So that takes that says a lot about his character. It wasn't Xhaka, it wasn't our official club captain, that is Aubameyang. It wasn't whoever else, Socrates, senior players, club and country, etc. It was Bellerin. Could Sangya have done the same? Probably not. Again, it's apples and oranges, I guess, if you compare things off the pitch. But that's the thing. Bellerin has a lot to offer. He might, for all you know, he might stick around being the second choice for the club and end up being very, very critical to how the club is made up in terms of coaching staff. So that's what I'm saying. 4-5 years from now, we might all feel differently. But for now, it's difficult to look past Sanya, I guess.
Football players are not, I mean, you can't judge football players depending upon their character. I mean, Bellerin might be the best player. I mean, he might even play for Arsenal for free. But if he doesn't play in his position, right? I mean, what's the point in having him, right? So, Bellerin is good. Again, another talent. I hope that we have him play for us for a long time and prove us all wrong and then do us good. But Sanya, amazing. I mean, I'm not saying he's an awesome player. All I'm saying is, in the last one decade, if we had one player that was dedicated, that came on the pitch willing to give it all, it was only Sanya. I mean, I could say even more than a decade. But he was awesome. I think he gave it all. Sanya, I think, should be much, much, much better than Bellerin when you rate him.
All right, so moving on. I'm just going to throw around these names, the next one for all of you guys. Jack Wilshere or Aaron Ramsey?
It's easy for me.
I know who will pick who. It's very easy. I know who will pick who.
You could start with yours, Vinay.
Jack Wilshere. Okay, Jack Wilshere, any given day. There is an emotional this one that makes me say this. More talented, more Arsenal. The biggest, if only if I have had the only player that I sincerely wish had stayed here for the rest of his career, should have been the club captain. Everything that you wish for an Arsenal player to be was Jack. Impish, talented, cocky, Arsenal through and through, everything that you can name. Who had the bigger impact? Of course, Aaron Ramsey did. But just a straight answer, Jack Wilshere.
Look, I mean,
Aaron Ramsey. It's Ramsey for me, and I think Vivek, I hope you back me on this. Aaron Ramsey for me. I'll just mention the fact what Domi said about Koscielny. I mean, Jack was great. We all loved his character. He was supposedly be the future club captain, but he was mostly injured. Yes, Ramsey was also injured, but Wilshere was injured way too much. He's injured still now in West Ham. So yeah, as much as it hurts me to say, I love Jack, but if I have to pick one between Jack and Ramsey, I would probably pick Ramsey.
I would say Ramsey for many reasons. I mean, this is not to say I didn't love Jack for how long he was at Arsenal. Everyone loved who, if you're an Arsenal fan, and if you watched Arsenal during that era, you would love Wilshere, of course. You would. But there is so much to say about Ramsey. I think he is the last player, probably since Fabregas for me, that I really, really emotionally connected with. I was heartbroken when he left Arsenal. We should have kept him. I don't get why we sold him. I know he had his injury trouble at Juventus as well, but his injury pretty much lost us the Europa League, and that probably decided the trajectory of the club at least for the next 2 or 3 years, right? I think how he came back from his leg break, he was abused in the stands, on social media. We always talk about social media. Wenger used to get abused for picking Ramsey week in, week out, and somewhere along the line, it clicked again for Ramsey and he came back. He played on the right wing, center midfield, number 10. I think he played center back, I think, when he went down to 9 men against some team. I don't remember. he is the ultimate team player, and for me, for more reasons than one, it's Aaron Ramsey.
If I can just add one line, why people like Ramsey a lot more, he is your role model professional. I think everyone says this is how you want a player to be. This is how you want a recovery to be. Not a single speck of dust on him throughout his Arsenal career. That's just the role model that you want to have to show to the world that, see, it had such a wonderful upbringing, great values, great ethics, that kind of a thing. But that's too nice. That's too an ideal world. I still like Jack.
I kind of don't like both of them, right? I mean, both of them are nice. They are like Arsenal. But from a cricketing point, right? I mean, today for some reason I like cricket, right? So from a cricketing point, if you're Afghanistan, you always like Rashid Khan because you've not seen anything beyond him, right? So Ramsey is definitely on his day better than Wilshere, but I think both of them did not do justice to what Arsenal as a club is. They were awesome. As a personal player, but I don't know if they actually delivered. So for the club, that's where I'm at. I mean,
I think
that's Ramsey more than Wilshere, right? So I mean Wilshere. I don't know. I mean Ramsey. Showcased his talent. He was. I mean, I always talk about Ramsey, like saying he's that player who's at the right place at the right time. So even on the pitch, off the pitch, he's been good. So yeah, definitely Ramsey than Wilshere.
Yeah, so I am grateful for that goal by Ramsey, which ended the draw. But simply put, I love Jack Wilshere. I mean, he was like I think Vivek mentioned. I think even for me. One of the last few emotional connects player. Not to say it wasn't the case with Aaron.
But Anjan, the point is, I mean, do you want connects? Is that what the club is all about? I mean, I think the last one decade, I think the club is building on that, right? I mean, as a fan, that's what they're trying to do. They want their fans to actually build on that idea that, hey, I mean, if you prove that you're true and true Arsenal, I mean, you're awesome. I mean, is that what you want? I mean, the point is, as a club, you should have goals. And Wilshere is not kind of a person that fits into those goals. I mean, I would love him if he were third division. I was following a third division English team and he was through and through the club, right? I mean, but that's not the thing. I mean, we are in India. We support clubs for a specific reason. I mean, we always have that hope that these clubs are going to win a league. I mean, I would be surprised if somebody says, hey, no, it's all about playing the league. That's all we are focused on. So if you're focused on only playing the league, then perfect. Wilshere is awesome. But if you're surely about winning games, maybe Ramsey. I mean, I don't like Ramsey, but Ramsey is definitely higher than Wilshere.
Yeah, I mean, I get where you're coming from. And I think it's a topic for debate for one of our next few episodes, where whether it's an emotional connect with the club or should it be an objective one. I mean, just for me, in a personal opinion, I would have loved Jack, and I would have, if it was between Jack and Ramsey, I would have gone for Jack. Anyway, let's move on. There are a lot of other names pending, and what we have decided is we would pick some of these at the part two. But I have one last thing left. And again, this is also something that I'm throwing up for all of you guys to see. Mesut Ozil or Cesc Fabregas?
What? Oh, I would like. I like Cesc. I mean, I am one of those fans who still like Cesc, irrespective of whatever happened with him going to Barcelona, then coming back to Chelsea, whatever is said in the podcast, whatever is said, etc., etc. But Ozil is Ozil. He's a magician. I mean, I don't think Cesc can ever match the quality of Ozil which had. And since we spoke about Ramsey, how he helped finishing the trophy drought, even Ozil helped us. The season Ozil joined, we won the FA Cup and we ended our trophy drought. Yeah, so summarizing, yes, I like Cesc. I still respect Cesc, but it's Ozil for me any day, hands down.
Okay, if I'm going next, then I think this is probably the trickiest you asked for the day. I know there was a lot of disagreements with, I think it was Kojeli and Torre, and now Wilshere and Ramsey as well. I think it's very, very difficult to pick between the two. For people that I've been talking to for closer 10 years or more than 10 years, like Vinay and Joe Meany nearing on 10, you guys would know that I've been hating on Cesc for the longest of time. But I think over time, I may have forgiven 20% of it, especially because of all his social media gimmicks and whatnot. That aside as well, I think this is very, very difficult to choose from. If you're talking about what they brought to the club, sure, Ozil won us. I don't know if he won us. He was part of teams that won the FA Cups, because I think it was more down to Ramsey and Sanchez when we won the FA Cups. I'm actually torn. I think I might still side with Ozil only because of the circumstances under which Cesc left. But if I have to be 100% subjective about this, I think Fabregas was part of a very, very crucial period in Arsenal's 120-plus year history in terms of the rebuild. If not for Fabregas, what would have happened in those 5 years, right? I mean, that cannot be forgotten. Sure, I mean, he left us. Sure, Wenger was crestfallen. All of us were crestfallen when he left. But I think he was crucial to the rebuild and what he brought to the club in terms of not just trophies. I think Fabregas did more. I think this is very tight. It's splitting hairs pretty much. But I think I would actually go with Fabregas.
No, what was the outcome of that? Can you tell me? He was a part of a project. What was the outcome of that?
If we didn't finish top four in the years where we did not have money, we would have finished 8th, 9th and 10th, and we couldn't have bought the likes of Ozil. Fabregas was the reason why we hung on long enough to generate enough money to buy an Ozil.
I mean...
Ozil came 5 years after Fabregas left. Yeah.
I mean, what would he have done if you had no RVP in your team?
But Fabregas and RVP barely ever played together. They played like one season, full season. Van Persie was injured half the time. He was injured as much as Kozielny was, actually. Yeah. Van Persie took over the mantle once Fabregas left. But when they were together, Van Persie barely played enough. In fact, it was Adebayor and Fabregas that really kicked it off.
Okay, so if the question is from a footballing terms, Ozil is 100 times talented than Fabregas. There's no second thoughts about it. I mean, he's proved beyond doubt that he is capable to change games. I'm talking about Ozil, and he's got the talent. Now, Fabregas, he was a talent. He was. Now, I'm gonna stress on that word. He was a talent. I think there's a lot of things that he did for Arsenal. There's no denying that fact. But I'm not sure if he was as good at Ozil. I mean, you could argue that he was with Germany, he was with Real Madrid, but Ozil, being Ozil, he was perfect. I mean, he was one of those footballers that you want to have in your team, irrespective of what the result is. Fabregas is somebody that you would feel like, yeah, maybe he's got future, but yeah, he is one of those players. He had the future. but he just left it. He had a lot of talent, but he left it. I don't think he built up on his talent or future. He was good, no doubt, for Arsenal. I mean, there's no denying the fact that we would have done a lot bad if he was not around. But we had a lot of players like that, so in those teams. Maybe if he wasn't around, maybe someone else would have picked in. Those are just hypotheses, right? So, till that's proven, Ozil is definitely much better than Fabregas.
I would just like to add one thing. I think during all of Ozil's time at Arsenal, he's never been the heartbeat of the team, apart from maybe the Leicester season, maybe, because Sancho was still on the time. But every single season, Fabregas was there. The team was built around him, sure. But if he wasn't there, we were probably not going to win the games.
Yeah, so...
I mean, again, yeah. I'm by no means a Fabregas fan. I'm an Ozil fan. I do not like Fabregas.
No, so...
But I'm just saying...
So that makes a lot of difference, right, Vivek? So the point is, Wenger tried to build the team around Fabregas, right? So that makes a lot of difference. When Ozil was on... Yeah, we never tried to build the team around Ozil. I mean, I think that was one of the biggest mistakes we ever did. I mean, we wanted Ozil to actually click in to the team, the formation. But we build. I don't know if ever Arsenal have ever played to be built. Yeah, to one player. I mean, over the 100 plus years, right? 125 plus years. I don't know if we had ever had the club play to one person's strengths. I mean, Wenger saw that. I mean, that's his capabilities, not Fabregas' strengths, right? I mean, Wenger saw something in Fabregas that would help the team, and he built it. I mean, you should give credit to Wenger more than Fabregas.
This is going to be me to conclude, I think, on this.
Okay, oh, my God. Don't tell me. Are you serious? What?
Oh, no. No, Vinay. Come on.
No, I think I almost agree to most things everyone said. Ozil is the more talented player. There is no doubt. I like Ozil more. There is no doubt that it's like... He's like a magician, right? You want to have that. But he is still your Mercedes-Benz. He is that luxury that I think... Jomi gave that analogy right at the start of one of the podcasts, that he said, where do you park your luxury car if it's going to give you a mileage of whatever. So I were to say, sheerly in terms of Arsenal impact, Cesc Fabregas over Mesut Ozil for me. And it takes a mighty bit of me to say this simply because I like Ozil more. I love Cesc. Everyone who knows me, as Vivek rightly said, years and years of defending Cesc and then abusing Cesc. I don't think so. I have abused any player more. Even I think Van Persie to an extent I did, because he went to United, but then it was expected he was going to leave. Cesc leaving was probably the most hurtful. But let's be honest. Cesc was magnificent for us. 8 years, a kid from Barcelona comes at 16, gives probably his best years. For us, he did go to Barca and win a lot of things. He came back to Chelsea, won the league. And if at all people think that he was old and couldn't do much, the first time they won the league when he came back, was it under Mourinho or Conte? I don't remember. Brilliant.
Yeah, Mourinho.
Brilliant. Let's be honest, the talent was fantastic. Now, individually, Ozil is more talented. I mean, he's fantastic. But for sheer Arsenal, and since we are Arsenal fans here, and what happens to Arsenal is more important. Cesc has had a bigger impact for Arsenal than Mesut ever will.
I didn't see that coming.
And I agree to what Vivek said. Those 5 years for me are Wenger's greatest accomplishment. The move from Highbury to Emirates. That 5 years with zero bank balance, literally, we wouldn't have got any player worth his name to come and play for us. And if at all we still remained in top four, a lot of players contributed, there is no doubt. But the linchpin for that was Cesc. So there is no doubt that impact-wise, Cesc Fabregas has had a bigger impact for us. if you were to be picking a team, I would love to have both of them play together, but Cesc over Mesut in this comparison.
All right, there you go. That was part one of this or that. I'm sure a lot of opinion would have changed if things had taken a different course. Say we winning the league or, you know, getting another trophy. A lot of opinions would have changed. People, we would have had different players. We would have picked different players. So that's a different thing, a different topic to debate. So there you go. That was part one. We have a lot of names to discuss. So thank you guys for joining. We will meet again. We'll discuss about a lot of players left out. And maybe we will have some more banter the next time around. Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Please search Arsenal Bangalore on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram and follow our official handles for all the updates.